This is how most of us operate in our daily lives, running around aimlessly, shooting all over the place, wasting so much time and energy just hitting objects or people that are not even our intended target. It's exhausting. No wonder very few of us succeed in what we attempt. We have no aim, tons of wasted energy, and minimal focus. Dustin McCoy wasn't superstitious, but there was always something about the mountains of eastern Kentucky in that first hour after the sun set that made the hairs on the back of his neck stand. He was a few months past his 23rd birthday, and he felt silly about how scared he was. That was what made him stop and stare intently at the old fence line. Just the odd feeling that he was being watched, and it was one intuition his grandpa had always told him not to ignore. Often, there was something there he just couldn't see. His grandpa would insist, a deer, or a squirrel, or the old bog witch of Letcher County. Every now and then, a few bugs dropped onto the shiny green plant on the bookshelf beneath them. Maybe in some schools, the library would have been evacuated. In Minnesota, with the school near so many cornfields that it might as well be planted in one, the librarian had simply left a note on the checkout desk that she had gone in search of a janitor. After a while, Will Nolan's social studies teacher went looking for them both. Mr. Hansen probably wouldn't have left the class of 20-plus 7th graders alone if it weren't first period and everyone's still half asleep. Will was tempted to put down his head and nap, too. But instead, he opened the book he'd been carrying around for weeks. Is that the American Revolution for Dummies?
All clear, Your Majesty,
Age Horn said. Seelan shook her head. Something doesn't seem right.
No, it's true, Queen Seelan. We didn't see any soldiers in our path, Stoyer said.
That's the problem, Twig snapped. Everyone froze. The Cerzies scattered. Hearts pounded. With a thud, Finn landed in the middle of the group from his tree hiding spot. Duck! He yelled. Everyone dropped to their knees. Axes whizzed by them, landing in the trees nearby. Appearing from the blue haze, a large group of black-armored Stolen soldiers surrounded them. Jason Jem stepped closer to Seelan. They all drew their swords and prepared to fight. Seelan felt her hands grow hot. She didn't want Stolten to know what she could do, but she needed to be ready for the worst. Picture this. You wake up before your alarm and lie in bed, unable to get back to sleep. Running through your head is the to-do list you set yourself the day before. When you set it, you thought to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. Waking up, you think, there's no way I can complete everything. With little chance of more sleep, you get up. You're making your morning coffee, and all you can think about is, I have to do this. I got this to do, and I'll do this after that.
Oh, don't ye tell that to them. It'll go right to their heads. Hey, they're good kids, though. They've been traveling throughout the lands, learning the trade and route. All right, enough with that now. Settle thyselves, else I'll turn us around and you'll not have any sort of celebration. Come now, good lads.
A team of scientists had been killed on Mars half a decade ago for the purpose of securing the orb. And even then, the Chinese military had been sniffing around in the hopes of tracking down the same thing. Whatever they were after was big. And today, Monroe had set it in motion. For years ago, Lowell had failed. Now he had a second chance to fix whatever his old commander had broken. Developmental milestones. Between 10 to 12 months, infants reach crucial milestones across physical, cognitive, social, emotional, and language domains. They enhance mobility through crawling or independent steps, improving motor skills for grasping and manipulating objects. Cognitive development includes understanding object permanence, solving simple problems, and active exploration of surroundings. Socially, babies seek independence, display attachment, and engage in interactive games. Language skills progress with attempts at words, understanding commands, and using gestures to communicate. His horse was filled with wild fear, bucking and threatening to run away without him at any moment. However, the prince calmly leaned over the back of his horse and struck the wolf with his whip. The wolf let out a snarl and a yelp, leaping backwards and away from the prince. It ran off into the woods. Mere moments later, a gruff, angry voice cried out to the prince,
"How dare you strike my pet with your whip?"